I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to the General Banter podcast. It's Tuesday, the 10th of November. It's 10 to 9 in the morning, which means I've left the house at 7, which means I was up at 6:30, which is might as well be when it's the winter time. Yep, that could be any time during the night. You know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever. You get up, it's dark, it's lonely. But we're here, we're doing our podcast for you people. You lucky bastards, okay? You're so lucky, we've got two sponsors today. We'll mention one later. We'll mention one now. It's coming into winter. The last thing that you want in the winter is hair on your ball bag. People will tell you you probably do want hair on your ball bag because it's colder, whatever, but you actually don't want hair in your ball bag. You know what I mean? You want it nice and smooth. So if you do need to go into the sea or something, or a scenario where you would need your balls warmer, you just cover them in goose fat. Surely there's a more fucking modern version. You know when people are like, oh, I'm swimming the channel, get the goose fat out. Surely there's a fucking better bit of equipment. Get your wetsuits better. People rubbing themselves with going to Tesco's. What are you doing? Swimming the channel. Give me 4 tubs of goose fat from a nuts and neck. Anyway, we're straying off topic here. Our sponsor is Manscaped.com, the world's premier product when it comes to depubing your nutsack or your dick shaft or your taint, bringing it on round south to the anus, the ass cheeks. Yeah, it'll pretty much shave any hair, to be honest. Yeah, just get it, man. It's going to be a great gift if you're one of the chicks out there and you're like, my husband's nuts are fucking getting out of control here. Get him that for Christmas. And if you listen to this podcast, you go on the website, manscaped.com, use the code GENBANT1, and you get 20% off. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, 20% off the price adds 20% on to the dong length. And that's just a fact. That's scientific fact. Manscaped.com. Also, if you get yourself over to ColinGettis.com, there's a new line of merch. I'm wearing it right now. Got a dead-on Mafia top on. It's got a stain on it. Say nothing. Came in this morning. Niall's wearing the same top. I sent him home. I was like, fucking, can you go home and change, please? And come back in next time, you know, forward me a photo of your outfit. Because we can't be walking around here just, like, embarrassed because we're wearing the same top. Only joking, okay? ColinGettis.com. In the next few weeks, I imagine I would like to try and get that its own thing. And I've already been getting advice online, you know, financial advice from people, you know, they were like, listen, that should be its own limited company, you know, when it comes to liability. And then the undertones were like, when your comedy career inevitably falls to shit, you know, if you start to hit a wider audience, you know, and a couple of wokies get a hold of this, and they're like, you know, I was preaching to the choir for a long time, I'll get new listeners, and people will be like, who is this fucking neo-Nazi chauvinist pig bastard? And then my career will be ruined, but at least the t-shirts will be safe in its own little company, and you know, the bastards can't take that off me. So we might look into that. It might just be generalapparel.com or something like that, but at the minute it's ColinGettis.com. You can get all this shit. There's tons of shit. Hats, 5 panels, snapbacks, t-shirts, fuck it, you name it, all things produced mainly because I wanted them. So if you want to be as swag as me, you know, a fat white guy in a fucking Casio, hit me up. HMU, hit me up. We're playing the long intro today for you bastards. Enjoy it. The General Banter Podcast. I'll sit here awkwardly. This is why I got rid of it in the first place. The fucking thing's 30 seconds long. But it gives you time to, you know, you get the ads out of the way. It gives you time to, like, settle in, get your stuff, we drink. Get a wee drink, have a peanut butter. But, I mean, a lot of these health foods are like, yeah, man, we're all healthy and stuff. This is the type of treat that you'd hand out at, like, a CrossFit club when someone had just done that Murph thing where you, like, you know, run a mile and do 7,000 press-ups. And they're like, man, it's treat Friday. And you get a ball of peanut butter and you're like, there's fucking 1,200 calories in two bites. Meanwhile, fat bastards like me go into a filling station. They're like, that says lean on it. I'm going to eat that. You know, and what they mean is, if you don't have time to eat, like, full meal before training, you can eat this and it'll give you lots of energy. But not me. I'll be like, it says lean, I can eat that after I have my Subway. Anyway, here's the rest of the intro. You know what I mean? I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually. Jettis. Fuck you. Oh, not worth it. It just went into the next track there. I should have had that playing, like, standalone. Anyway, that's why we're not going to do that again. Because it goes into this. Which, you know, it'll not be allowed on YouTube. I mean, we had a bit of a fucking scenario last week where I was taking the piss out of Scooter. Fuck 2020! Also, shout out to the guy in the waiting room of the hospital yesterday who was 35 at least and was just sitting there playing that song like, fuck 2020! Out loud, like he was on the back of a bus in West Belfast. Euthanasia! Bro. Some people need straight up lethal injection, and that's just fact. But yeah, we played that, we played a bit of Gaza Clark Jr., and slagged him to death as well. And, you know, the internet came about and they were like, listen, we don't want you making money off on your shitty podcast off playing our songs. So you're not allowed to play it. So we ended up putting up. Did you watch any of that video with no sound on it?
Yeah.
It was demented. It was me just going like this. Ha ha ha, we hear this. Oh, this bit. Look at this bit, how stupid this bit is. We should have put other music in there just for the crack. But yeah, people were enjoying it. You know, it was a silly podcast. It was talking about the 50 wanks a day erotic novel. A lot of people were for that. A lot of people were like, listen, if you put that out for Christmas, I'd be taking myself off, you know, after the dinner. They just fucking pummel a bean off myself. Just a fucking... I mean, someone I read pull myself into a point, and that made me laugh. And I don't know what the female equivalent of that is. Rub yourself into a mish. Squit. Flick yourself into a paste. Who knows? Anyway, I had a hangover yesterday for the first time in a long time. Because it was the child's birthday there, because he was one. But we didn't have a birthday on his birthday. We waited a couple of days till the weekend. And, I mean, just, it's never for the child, you know, it was all like, oh, look at you, there's the wee bit of cake that you're not allowed to eat yet, and everyone got your toys, and then that's cool, you're overstimulated, now go to sleep. So that the adults can drink whiskey deep, deep into the night, which you can't do when you've got young children, which I've realised. You get up the next day, and you're like, man, I might walk into the ocean, very slowly. And not return. When you've got a hangover and a baby, you're like, well, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to attach a hose to the exhaust pipe and I'm going to put it in my mouth because I have a hangover and a child and I can't deal with both right now. But yeah, it was fun. You know what I mean? Do you ever be so hungover you just eat a full black pudding? And I caught it... You know, cut it into cubes, like lengthways, and then into little cubes, and you know, in the pan with some mushroom or like some tomatoes. Lovely, you know, but you know, you split it up, and then you're like, I'm eating this, and then Maureen's like, I don't want too much of that, and then I eat it, and they're like, I had a full black pudding. I had a full cock of black pudding. Mm. I remember someone sent me a story one time. The guy, there was a guy was in a butcher's and they had a walk-in freezer at the back, and they play this news story. The guy was like, well, I walked out into fucking freezer and the door shut behind me and I was stuck, so I ended up mashing lock off the fucking off the wall with a frozen bit of black pudding and a fucking big cock of black pudding. And he's like, I thought I was stuck in here to, you know, left to die, but I just took the cock of black pudding and I fucking smacked the lock clean off the wall, and you know, the rest is history. It'd be such a weapon, like someone broke into your house, you know, and you're like, no, and you're backing off, heading towards the fridge. You're like, where are you going? And you just turn around, fucking giant fuck. I mean, it was way too big. Just poof, big cock of black pudding around the face. Anyway, great times. The big news this week, obviously, was the election, which was weird. You know, I've never seen an election. There's something in my eye, which is hilarious. I've never seen an election like that where they took so long to count it. You ever seen that? You know, they were taking fucking ages. And then because people, you know, people were like mailing in their ballots, things and stuff, it was taking ages to count. And then, of course, Trump knew he was going to lose and was just like, no, cheating bastards. Like the time Mick Conlon, the boxer, he's fucking cheating bastards. That was Trump. And they're all like golfing. You know, they're probably like, it's real tense times. And, you know, even when, you know, Biden and... Biden, I don't know if he still found out yet. You know, they had to go into him and take his moolah rice off him and be like, Joe, clicking their fingers over this way. And he's like, what? You won the president. You're the president.
Of what?
The United States.
Okay.
Let me take your bib off, lovable. Fucking wheel you out here to kiss some fucking kids with Down syndrome again. Give us that fucking bowl of custard you're eating. Meanwhile, Trump's out golfing, you know, and fucking Kamala Harris, she was out running or something. They must have just, you know, they're like, we're counting the ballots, fucking, you know, do whatever you want, kill a bit of time there, go for a play for, what the fuck did I click on? Look at that dodgy website with that I sent you there. Look at the fucking pop-up in the background. I should get a pop-up blocker, really. What is she doing? It's like one of these fucking porno... Some of them are quite, you know, horrific. You know, you get some pop-up or you get like a banner at the side of some streaming website. And it's, oh, fuck. It's just wet cock going like this here. And you're like trying to watch fucking, you know, Always Sunny or something. I don't know, some bullshit that you're streaming. Wet cock. Anyway, there's a new president and Americans are just straight up embarrassing. You know, everyone was promoting it by getting naked and everything. And, yeah, and then everyone's having fucking parties in the street and whatnot. And, you know, it's probably the more peaceful outcome that the old Democrats won, because if it was Trump, you know, I imagine all those fucking Antifa far lefties would just fucking wreck the place. You know, so at least Biden's in there and they'll wheel him to the front and he just... You know? And then you see an old clip of Obama just walking along with a fucking basketball, like sinking the ball. Like it's a fucking drone strike on a wedding. Clink. And you go, fuck... Feel like shit, just wander back, you know? Charismatic, articulate, cool. Even though he, you know, still doing all the evil shit. Still caging kids up at the fucking border, you know, even though Trump got the blame for that. But, like, he can hit three-pointers, so who gives a fuck? Biden can't do that. Biden can barely fucking hit his nappy with a piss. The guy's 150 years old. He'd be dead in a week, and then your other woman will come in, she'll take over, and she's worse than fucking Hitler. She's not like an ex-cop, and she's like, yeah, do you know what? You know, fuck, she's like, you know, the only person of color that's like, all lives matter, all right? And if you smoke weed three times, you should go to jail for 40 years. And that's just the way it is, because you know what? These prisons don't fill themselves. You know, and anything will do. Have you seen the documentary, The 13th, or whatever it's called? You know, conspiracy theories. But, yeah, what else happened? It was kind of a lot of fucking hype there, and then he just kind of won, and it was like, well, all right. Fair enough. What happens now? It's funny how quickly they're literally like, you know, they've got their bag packed and there's that photo of Trump like at the door going like, fuck me, they've changed the code here. Is it not 2222 anymore? Oh, for fuck's sake. Can't get in. What a weird shaped guy. You know, they were making fun of him like, oh, he's so obese, he's got COVID, he better watch out. The guy's weirdly shaped. Just a guy that's... imagine Trump had two wooden legs the whole time. That's what it looks like to me. Let me see Trump's legs. Strange guy. Look at the shoes. Like, how could they ever be comfortable? The guy's weird legs. The guy just, it looks like any of those guys that they're just like, hey, I'm well put together and it's all, I've always had people around me, like staff doing stuff for me, and I've basically never broke sweat my entire life. I have absolutely zero muscle mass. Don't make me lift the box or walk upstairs. And he's just got those little fucking knick-knack legs. I tell Mickey Bartlett all the time, he's built like a fucking toffee apple. You know, the top is big and then he's just like a chubba chup and then he's got two little sticks. And Trump's even worse than that. His legs go in, the feet go in, which is just like, just what a bitch. Like, do some fucking squats around here. Poor Melania, she's probably away already, I'd say. I can't wait one more fucking day just with this bullshit. And she takes those two fucking incel school shooter kids and fucks clean off. Of course, bringing it right back to, street level. Melania? Get rode. Very nice. Grab the pussy. I feel very sorry for her. Just like, just the gross loads you'd have to take over the years. I still don't know how many kids of Trump's are hers. Look at these fucking weirdos, like. And the thing is, Biden, all this footage comes out of Biden. People are like, oh, well, he's no stranger to fucking sniffing someone's hair. You know what I mean? Even though, you've got two clips. You've got the one where, he visited a school where there was a shooting, and this wee fellow, Down syndrome, was like, he was my dad, and he runs up to him, and Biden hugs him, and then fucking gives him a wee kiss on the head. He's like, it's going to be okay, and everyone's like, what a sweet man. And then there's just a highlight video of him just he's at different parties, not parties, but some sort of political gathering. And he's just in the background like, excuse me. Excuse me. Maybe he's so old and blind. He just kind of, that's how he finds his way around. It's by smell. He can't see anything. And he's just like, it's a person. Sorry. He's just trying to get his way around the room. I'm looking for my... Where's my Muller Rises? That's such an old person food, isn't it? Let's say you go into my granny's house and your fridge is... Have you any food? She's like, nah, I just have fucking 9 Muller Rises a day. Have you any bread? Nah, I'm fucking diabetic, can't eat it. Yeah, anything at all? Nah, so I've got... here's your choices. Muller rice straight out of the fridge, or I'll microwave it for a couple of seconds. And if I really want to shit, I'll throw some fucking prunes into the fucking... in the mix. Everything's fucking Muller rice. In a different size. What is in my eyes today? I don't know what is going on. Both of them are bleeding. But yeah, basically what you have here is a guy like me trying to comment on, the situation in America. And I've no idea. I don't really give a flying fuck either. There was like a quote going around from Duncan Trussell there at the weekend, and he was like, he's like, there's a guy, there's some poor phoneless guy sitting beside a waterfall, you know, chilling out, and he has no idea how scared and, you know, scared and angry he's supposed to be right now or something. So true. Makes no fucking difference to us. Sitting over here, who's the goddamn president? I mean, good luck to all the fucking comedians. What the fuck is this? Good luck to all the comedians and fucking SNL and all that shit who basically don't have any fucking material anymore. Now we get to the real news now. He's back.
Hey guys, I just want to say that, you know, like, now that Trump's leaving office, I think it's important to remember that he was the president, so we should show some respect. Pussyclad. Fuck them, Ross. Donald no one around would be boss man Biden. Fuck them, Ross. Pussyclad, boy. Go suck una mada. Hey guys, I just want to say that, you know.
That's Boris Johnson. He's back, my boy Chetex is like back in the building. I've taken the piss out of him before for being all like, you know, fucking Adele, me want suck your titties. Remember the time he called out Adele? He's like, and he was oh my god, the headphones are broke. He was like, one time before you were fat bastard, and now you lose a bit of weight, and I'm like popping a boner. He's like, give me a call, and Adele's like, I'm not gonna fucking call you, darling. You fucking, like, if he turned up with Adele, I'd be like, Adele, you want to lend me a tenner, please? And Adele's like, I've got fucking 90 billion or something. What, lend your boy shit. I squatted a weekend. I don't got no job or money or talent. I don't know how 20 black guys haven't kicked me bollocks in. Wagwan, Jenny. Having said that, the most embarrassing bit of this is when he goes, psych! It's not the fucking Jamaican accent, you know? It's him going, lenient.
Was the president, so we should show some psych! Pussyclad! Fuck!
That street is so empty as well.
Them Ross. Donald no one around would be boss man Biden. Fuck them, Ross. Pussyclad, boy. Go suck on my...
Imagine you were just like, your apartment was beside that. And you're fucking just sitting watching TV, the window half open. And he's like, psych! Fuck them, boy. Pussy. And you look out, you're like, oh, this is a fucking blonde guy. That's a blonde white guy just walking past. And it's Chet Hanks. Fuck them, Ross. Yeah. How embarrassing. I mean, obviously this clip that we cut out won't be as funny as the last one, but this one's just sad.
Hey guys, I just want to say that...
What other things from that? Psych! You know? What other shit would he be saying?
Adele! You're looking fine. Schwing! What's up? See my Chet Hanks. What's up?
This, I think it's important to...
He's also got, like, you know, he's shaved his beard unevenly, so he's got like two weird little whiskers down the side there, like one of those dogs.
He was the president, so we should show some psych. Pussyclad.
The street is, I mean, I've exited out of the street, is so empty. He's like, psych, psych. Who are these people? Who else is on his Instagram here? There he is. Who's this? It's a shit.
I've got this. I don't think you have.
Oh, that's just a thing. Oh, he's actually got a job, does he? Holy fuck. Let me see what else he's got. Remember Forrest Gump, but Jenny's son. This is him now, I feel old, and it's a picture of him. There he is with two guns. Man, he's absolutely gonna run into some trouble. There he is in the studio. God bless us all.
Me paid for the studio time. Shout out to Tom Hanks for the studio time.
You fucking $1,500 a day for me to release my song to nobody listen to it. Is this another one? Oh, Jesus. Hold on.
I wake up this morning and I see the internet turn up one more time. Wanna go easy, no? No watching no fears, man. Your time soon come.
What? It's almost like the DJ Khaled thing, you know, where he's like just saying a load of shit. We the best.
I wake up this morning and I see the internet turn up one more time. Wanna go easy, no? No watching no fears, man. Your time soon come.
What? Someone wrote that. There's one of the comments here. What an embarrassment this guy is. Clueless to how he's Tom Hanks' son. Anyway. What did it say to a rich little white boy? Anyway, that's Chet Hanks. Shout out Chet Hanks. You could probably get him on the podcast for about fucking 500 quid. I mean, what? Because at one point it was M.R. You weren't even around in the M.R. days, were you? Basically, this... I'm going to have to get some... he's another guy who's like from England. And he's a very puny little sort of white guy. But he sings like he's a Jamaican... Now here's a song by M.R, the whitest cunt alive, called Little Bato Dalawa. Probably get fucking ripped off the internet this, too.
You're this week's winner of the Dream Car Competition. You've won a brand new...
For fuck's sake. Pay for the thing, Colin, you know what I mean? Get rid of the ads. You seen this guy? White! Do you like this fucking,
yeah.
Burn on the side here? Me one make the video look like it was obviously shot in 8K and then take the footage make look like it was shot on 8mm in the fucking 70s, bitch. Now, of course, M.R. teeth documentary. He got his teeth done. He made a documentary. Fuck me. You know, anytime you think, you're doing work on the content side of things, never forget that M.R. has a documentary just about getting his teeth done. Now, here's an actual white Jamaican.
A lot of people don't know or don't believe that there are white Jamaicans. So, today I'm going to show you.
So timid.
What is your name?
So this is their dad. Looks like Casey Neistat's dad.
What kind of question you ask me? Put my name long time already. We can't put my name on the internet, girl. What's wrong with you?
So staged, you know what I mean?
We can't put my name on the internet, girl.
Where are you from?
I come from Jamaica. We come from the western part of Jamaica. We can't really tell you where we come from down there, though, because we don't know where we come from.
What kind of food do you like to eat?
Well, I like all kind of food. Anything they make in Jamaica, I like ackee and saltfish, a piece of fried pork.
Ackee and swordfish? I mean... So embarrassing.
Yes, people, you don't know. It's a little personal blog, all right? So.
Me going to Turkey to get my teeth done.
Like, I know everybody at some point feels that. And you feel it.
I don't see what's wrong with his teeth. Other than he looks like if you threw an apple at his face, it would stick. That's terrible.
My teeth, big problem. It makes me unconfident a lot, especially when I smile, when I'm at the bottom.
Smoking a bunch of fags, Tay. Come on, get to the teeth bit, man. M.R. teeth talking about him. He's getting the hits. He's getting more hits than I'm getting. 80,000 hits nearly on that. I might do a teeth documentary.
If the idea of being soft...
Just more ads. What the fuck is going on here? Anyway, what was I going to play? Me, man. Oh, for fuck's sake. What I wanted to play was... What's the song called? 100 Gals? This is a fucking banger. And I mean, we're covering the same ground we've covered before with this podcast, but this had so little hits at the time when I heard it. I was like, I could get this guy to open for me at the Odyssey. If you said, like, bro, 15 hondo in it for you if you want to come over. Tell me this isn't a fucking screamer. I love these girls that are just like, do you want 100 quid to pretend be a hot person in a video? And they're like, yeah, all right. You know, because you think the guy, you think, you know that he's just there on set, like, right, you know, just nervous. Because the girl's like fucking, you know, a foot taller than him and hot as shit. Me rented a Range Rover for the day. Me know one fella with a fucking Range Rover. It's from 2009. But he's a drug dealer. Oh, yeah. He's got more hits on other songs than that, and it's a fucking disgrace, because that should be number one. There's some of the songs on the radio, I mean, I'm officially old now, but like, you put something on the other day, and it was, I don't know what the song was, the girl just went, and the song goes, like this. Guy's just totally in his garden, it's so, like, overgrown. Fucking two sexy gals in a car. Two sexy gal in a 2008 Range Rover Sport. Everybody says don't buy a Sport because the engine explodes. But you can pick them up cheap for two gals in a car. Fucking screamer. And that can be the backdrop to this fucking bombshell. McDonald's have a Christmas menu. Do you know that? Now, they didn't put much work into it. What they have is they've decided to put four burgers in a Big Mac, a double Big Mac. Which over the years, of course, you know, the burger in a Big Mac is basically just a smear of beef. But now it's got four in it. And people are, you know, getting pretty turgid at the fact that that's happening. And the other option is this. Celebration McFlurry. So they've got all, I don't know how they're working it. Do they have all of the flavors of the celebrations in it? And then someone was like, of course the main question is there bounties in it? Do you like a bounty?
I do.
So do I. You see, it's so fucking divisive. Like, you know, if people are eating celebrations and they rip through everything else, and then I come in like a fucking, you know, like a vulture at the end, and nobody's eating the bounties, and I'm like, I'm yelling at my cat! You know, like, fucking loving it. I love a bounty. I will choose, like, if I'm, you know, get myself a meal date, never. But, like, you know, if you're grabbing some bits, you're like, oh, I'll have a bounty. All the time. I love coconut, you know? People freak out over it, like, you know, like, oh, I love Thai food or something. Be like, oh, I don't like coconut flavor. And you're like, sort your fucking mouth out. You fucking, you've got a stupid fucking mouth. Taste better. Fucking idiot. Anything coconut's amazing. Apart from actual coconut, strangely. We were in Mexico and someone brought us a coconut with a straw in it. And it was like, it's got the rum in it and it's whatever with the coconut water. And it was fucking disgusting. It was rank. Because it was basically like coconut water is just like salt, like sweat, and then they put rum in it. They put rum in it and a fucking cherry, and they're like,
"It is for there. You go. You are officially on holidays now."
And you sip it, and you're like, "Disgusting." But we were in Los Angeles and went to like a wee Caribbean place. It was Cha Cha Chicken or something it was called, and they do coconut fried chicken. And I did all my very best not to start masturbating in the shop when I took a bite. I was like, this is, if I took a bite of this and a bullet went through my head right now, I would die happy. Coconut fried chicken. Where the fuck, where in Northern Ireland does that shit? Nowhere. So yeah, McDonald's are doing the Christmas thing. People are, I mean, what other weird stuff do places do? Like KFC, we're doing that double-double. Or is that what it's called? It was like two chicken... Instead of like a bap, it was like two chicken breasts with bacon and cheese in the middle or something. Nah, fucking heart attack. But I would eat it. KFC used to, has gone downhill big style. My granny used to love KFC and would take me, like, do you want to go to KFC? And I'd be like, well, you've already been today. And she'd be like, ah, but you love it. No wonder I'm a fat cunt. That's the same granny who also would let, you know... it's so funny that you might hit a certain age, you're just oblivious to things. And I was just like, she was in a chemist somewhere, and I was like, can I get these? And she's like, ah, oh, it's just a wee packet of sweets. And it was a packet of Lucozade glucose tablets, and I had the full whack. And then she just sent me home for the day, and I was like literally crawling across the roof like a horror movie. But yeah, she would take me to KFC. But back then, it was great. Great quality, you know, great presentation. And now it's just a load of fucking, just a load of tumours battered and thrown in a bucket. But, yeah, they got the double-double. What other stupid shit did they bring in? Did they ever do a McRib over here? I know in America they get real squirty over the McRib. Which is, you know, again, McTumors. Like, it's just, you can't make it look like ribs and it not have bones in it. I feel sick talking about it. Although, what we did witness in LA was we went day drinking and Aaron was like, when do you see this? And, like... Obviously, over here, there's some sort of food standards, but in America, there's none. So they're like, McDonald's is cheap and it really is fucking complete trash. So for like $6, they send you like a lucky bag and it's just like loads of McDonald's stuff in it. So you're eating like a McMuffin for dinner when you're absolutely steaming at fucking 5 at night. It was great times, you know, and we'll never experience that again because America's going to fall into the sea, but it's all good, man. You know, live your life. This girl's like twerking. She's so big. You see, you get all these girls here, like, you know, I'm about that booty life, you know, and they spend all day in the gym, and then they dance beside this fucking earthworm gym, and she literally looks like a pro athlete, and he's like, speaking of pro athletes, I seen them. I was on TikTok, and you know, I'm a pervert, so. You know, the algorithm will show you just a load of fucking hot chicks. And one of them was like a sports page where it was like hot sports girls. Do yourself a favor and Google speed skater ass. And I mean dudes or fellas. You've never seen... Now I know why Mickey's got rollerblades. He probably Googled that and he's like, I tell you, I want two cantaloupes in my pants like these guys. This girl, there's one girl who's like Russian or something, and you're just like, here, something's wrong. Are you Googling that?
Yeah.
All you can hear is.
My name's Chet Hanks, boy!
Now, the guy's wearing a fedora, and that's. I mean, speaking of fedoras, did you see. Now, it might have been at a funeral, I don't know. Did you see Arlene Foster at the weekend? Walking around like the fucking. Like she's in a fucking gangster movie in the 40s.
Hey.
Did you see her? She had one of those hats on, like she, you know, like she was a detective. She looked, I was getting like Van Morrison vibes off her. It looked weird, to be honest. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Show me. Or can you spin that? Yeah. Oh, sorry. It was the fucking Memorial Day. You know, lest we forget that fucking hat, bro. Jesus Christ. She couldn't look more like the fucking, you know the way in Batman movies where they remake it and they're like, right, this is what the Penguin looks like now. You know, he's not like Danny DeVito. You know, he's just like a creepy guy. It's because it's Colin Farrell. If they made a movie where they're like, this is, you know, the Grim Reaper in its modern form. That's her. What did you... Oh, my ear keeps coming out. What did you type in there?
Just Arlene Foster. And that is on her Twitter.
Good woman. Hold on a second. Arlene Foster on Twitter. Bring it up. Let's get a look at it. There she is, like death himself. That's a fucking scary outfit, isn't it? Have you ever seen... What's the cover of Poltergeist? Hold on. Poltergeist. No, that's the babe. Is it what movie am I thinking of? Is it The Exorcist? Oh wait, no. No, it is The Poltergeist. That fucking creepy, like, or Poltergeist 2, or what the fuck? I mean, I feel sorry for this person because they've obviously just went, like, listen, we're not going to do any makeup on you or anything, but you should know that we're casting you because you absolutely look like you're already dead.
Okay.
Anyway, let's hit some questions. Of course, our OG... shout out to Arlene. Our OG, do you remember did she not like bang her driver or something? God fucking save him. They buried that pretty quick, didn't they? Just her in the back of the fucking... you know, like, yeah, it's just so dominant. The dude is the one with his legs open. You know, he's lying down with his fucking legs like this. And she's in the middle. And she's just... I actually sat on my fucking dick and balls weird there. Yep, they're still under me. Imagine. I mean, how much time have you to spend with someone? You know the way you get that proximity thing? We were like, listen, on the outside world, I wouldn't look twice at this girl. But, you know, we're in the office here and she's... You know, her tits are dangling over the photocopier here, and I'm popping wood at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. You know, how many hours in the car have they spent before she's just like, I tell you what, he's like, Arlene, you look unhappy, and she's like, I'm just having a fucking stinker of a day. Like, what is it? Do you want to be caught? No, I've had too many coffees today. What is it you need? And she's like, to be honest with you, I just need a big stiff fucking dick. I just need a fucking majorly piped. And all you hear is the indicator. Car pulls in. He jumps out. Boom, shuts the door. Can you imagine? Oh my god. I mean, it's fucking... People are disgusting. You know, you wouldn't mind if Boris Johnson had died of corona if he hadn't just newly had a child. You know, no one should go through that. But also, at some point, and I've talked about this before, he was just inside this poor woman. And now she's pregnant. Arlene, eat my bush. Pull the car over. And eat my bush. This bush isn't gonna eat itself. Oh, dear God. I feel tired now after that. The thought of that makes me feel tired. Our OG sponsor, CBD, flowcbdltd.com. Shout out to the boys. They've left up new products. We've got CBD gummies. They're stronger than the oil. You pop one of those and, what does it say on the back? As good as poppers. Get you real loose and relaxed. Flow CBD LTD. If you're on my Patreon, there's a code to get 10% off the CBD. It's a supplement. Everyone should be taking it. It eases your anxiety. It helps with inflammation. Keeps you loose and supple. It's great stuff. Get on it. Flow CBT. CBT. I keep saying CBT. Flow CBD LTD. And it's the best tasting one. Every other one I've tasted is like fucking, you know, reduced bong water. But that one tastes like mint. So it's all good. Get it into you. Get in that flow state. Stay loose. Questions. Sam, what's your most and least favourite things about being self-employed? Well, you kind of can just blow things off, like, which I do routinely. You're sort of flexible, but that can be not good as well. Least favourite thing is just the you know, if you go into work, and even if you hate your work, there's a boss or someone else who is deciding what you do. You just go in and complete the task. Whereas, like, if you're self-employed, you kind of have to steer the ship a wee bit and, you know, you're always on, basically. You know what I mean? You can never relax. That's probably the worst bit about it. Evan Barry, what did you make of McGee and Derry's nightlife? Shite. You can, like, if you went to Derry for like a night, you'd be like, oh, a great time, fucking popped in out of these bars and, you know, it seemed like it was buzzing, man. But, you know, if you're there for any length of time, you're just like, well, this is dull. I mean, the university was fucking dire, like, terrible. And the union was basically like, you could be there in the daytime eating a sausage roll and then they would just turn the lights off and be like, this is a disco, this is a discotheque, man. So it was fucking weird. And when I was ready to leave, I was absolutely done with it. What is it on my shoulder? Disgusting. Park Maguire. Shout out. If the vaccine is coming for the COVID. Now I know this man. And I know his accent. And the fact that he's written the COVID there makes a lot of sense. Will you be getting it? Well, who knows? If they were like, yeah, we've got the COVID vaccine and it works and no one's died yet, do you want it so you don't get it? Would you be retarded not to get it? Would you get it now?
If I had coronavirus, yeah.
But it would be so you didn't get it. Oh. Is that not it? Or yeah. What do they say they invented there? Like a thing, if you got it, they would give it, you know, if you got corona, they'd give it to you and it would sort of save you a bit.
Yeah. Pfizer.
Pfizer? With a P?
Yeah.
Cheeky bastards. They'll work something into it, you know. They'll use it as another power grab where it's like, you go to do anything and they'll be like, you know, we can check if you've had this or not. We don't want you working in our workplace, you diseased bastard. Well, I mean, like, for example, because, you know, Maureen would be immunocompromised, I had to go get a flu jab, which I wouldn't fall into the flu category. The flu, or, well, obviously you can get the flu, but, you know, the people at risk. So, but because I live with someone who is, you have to go get it. So I'm in the queue, like, you know, with all these fucking old people. And they're like, what are you doing here? And then, even when I give blood the other week. And I told them I had a fucking flu jab. And the girl was like, why did you get a flu jab? I was like, because my wife is getting chemo. Oh, well. You're lucky. You know, like, she's, you know. The fuck is wrong with you either and getting a fucking flu jab? Dirty bastard. So, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. You know, I might be one of the people where, you know, if they're really dishing it out, then I might just have to get it so that I don't make my wife or child sick. But yeah, they who knows what they'll work into it, you know. You know, Bill Gates will be like, yeah, I paid for a lot of this or whatever, but, you know, you best believe the ones that we send to countries that we want to take over, you know, there's a wee bit extra in it. And they're like, let's fucking vaccinate these people. And they're like, oops, killed them all. Thanks for the land. You know, because he's just like, listen, if you're not smart enough, you're pretty much not a real human, so we're going to kill you. I don't know. I don't know about Bill Gates. He's a weird guy. We need to get fucking Connor Keyes back on. He can inform us. Because no one does more research than that guy in his shed. Hey, thoughts on White Lord Kilclooney's comment against Kamala Harris? New merch came through the other day. Looks sick. He said that? Lord Kilclooney, what the fuck is that? Have you heard that? I mean, it sounds like something from a movie. Eat my bush! Pull this car over and eat my bush! Is it a tweet? What happens if Biden moves on and the Indian becomes president? Who becomes vice president? Who is that guy? I mean, the guy just is the oldest, whitest bag of shite you've ever seen. Who is Lord Kilclooney? I accept your cookies, bastard. Lord, who the fuck is Lord Kilclooney? He's obviously an Irish thing, is he? What happens if Biden moves on? I mean, I love how polite he is about Biden dying. What if Biden, you know, gives up the ghost to Jesus? And that fucking Indian becomes who then becomes vice president. Oh, right. Okay. Oh, sorry. I misread that. Yeah, well, either way, you're fucked. I mean, I heard someone saying the other day, like, Biden and Kamala Harris are, you know, they might as well be fucking Republicans. The Indian, what a fucking, you know, the guy just was full of fucking whiskey, tweeting at night. Some people shouldn't be allowed Twitter, that's a fact. There should be something that's like a vaccine that you should have to prove that you have before you get on Twitter. And the vaccine is, I don't know, like a fucking, a degree. Well, you know, that guy probably has loads of degrees, but I don't know where I'm going with this, but he looks like a guy that would say the Indian. Now, is she actually Indian? She is, isn't she?
I think so.
She's basically admitted to everybody, like, was there not footage of her, like, talking to some fucking Hasidic Jews, and she was like, listen, I'm fucking Jewish, and Indian, and black, and Chinese. I'm everything. But, like, the Indian. Yeah, I mean, if he's talking, because she is of Indian descent from India, it's a little bit offensive, because he's just went, you're a fucking Indian. If he's like, she looks like, you know, a Native American person, what happens if the fucking Indian wins? What do we do? Get Chet Hanks on the phone. Can't wait to get home and watch that M.R. Teeth documentary. It seems Biden and Trump have something in common. Let's see what it is. Do they buck children? Ding, 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 ding. Let me see. Here's a cool video of him sniffing everybody. Yep.
To give out here. First and foremost, to my perfect wife.
Can I meet just alone?
Very good.
We met before. It's hard to forget those eyes.
Oh, wait, no, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Can I still hold
right
five?
Right over here.
There we go.
You can put it away.
I love what you said to my mom.
It was wonderful. My mom loved it.
1 minute, Angel. Do you want to hold it? Here. Lollipop. It's going to come in.
I got us all.
Just look at the camera, and you're going to have lollipop. It's going to go in your mouth right
after. Keep going. You're going to stand right next to me.
There you go.
And then we're going to have.
There you go.
Got it? Okay.
He is a bit handsy now. I mean, the confidence of a guy over the age of 50 to whisper near someone's face, knowing that his breath would probably fucking knock birds out of midair. Hey, how's it going? Look at her face. Just, is that Janet Devlin? Oh, he's like talking away, and then he goes for the kid. The confidence, though. The confidence of that. I don't know what position of power I'd have to be in before I'd be like, here, let me just fucking, I can just walk around and just grabbing chicks by the arm and whispering in their face, you know? That'd be two packets of Airwaves Extremes, you know what I mean? Bit of fucking Armani code. Couple of press-ups before I'd be like, right. Sorry. Six and yelling in the car. Yeah, the guy's fucking weird and creepy. Sniffing people, feeling them up. It's just weird. Especially in this day, it's just weird to fucking grab, you know, touch anybody, isn't it? It seems even weirder with, you know, like, imagine you were just like, I don't know how familiar these people are even to him, but it's just like, when would you be grabbing people by the arm and grabbing them and holding their waist? You know, it's like, even if you worked in a place and they're like, well, we're going to staff photograph, you know, you wouldn't be like, oh, come here and just, you know, grab fucking Denise from the tills and, you know, grab her by the hips and like fucking move her in, sniffing her. Unless she was hot as shit, you know what I mean? But like, these are children. Anyway, I feel even more tired now. The energy has left my body. Bit of a weird one. So I get asked to model for this film production company. I get asked to model for this film production company to do three sets of gunging films that were 10 minutes each. I got paid lethal buck. But I didn't realize there's a massive gunge fetish following until I posted pictures on my Instagram. What do you think of said fetish? Rebecca. Oh, that's her name. Gunging?
And we go down a rabbit hole again.
Here we go. Let's get a bit of gunging. Let's get our cocks out. Gunging. Porn. Your search didn't match anything? Fucking Reddit did. I wrote gunging porn and it said no results found, and then I changed it, the spelling a wee bit, and it meant, did you mean fingering porn? Very often I do. Gunging fetish. Let me see. Fetish. What's gun? My man. Yeah, did you mean gunging fetish? Just anything. Oh, come on. Show me something, you fucks. Why is... This is bringing up absolutely no... Gunging? I mean... Like fucking, oh, this is weird, isn't it? Is it like that, you know, those old fucking kids game shows where it's just like they dump a load of shit in the head? Charlotte's extra gunging. Now, 100,000 hits. Why is this a clip? You know? What the fuck is going on? I mean, that's weird. Oh, now, what I will say to this lady is, send us some pics, you know, we're perverts here, we'll take a look at that, see how it is. But I mean, like, you know, to have no explanation till, you know, not to know that you're not involved in fetish till after, you know, I thought it was an ad for fucking, you know, ASOS. I just went in there and fucked a load of custard over my head, say nothing about it, go home, post it online, everyone's like, man, you're getting gunged up. Imagine that. I thought it was a photo shoot for jewellery, but I just went in there and, you know, they just had me squirt moisturiser all over my feet for 6 hours. Like, how would you not know? You know what I mean? They just had me in a bikini, just kind of bouncing on balloons till they popped. What the fuck's going on? What other weird fetishes are there? I don't know. Johnny, currently having a shy type in this. Do you ever find yourself scrolling through social media 40 minutes after you finished and your legs go numb? I mean, yeah. I mean, the art of men pissing standing up is going to die off, you know, just purely through smartphones. You know, it's much more interesting to just take a sit-down piss and take a sit-down piss, man. Be in your phone. Gunging. Whatever happened to just good old tits? Wait a second. M.RT documentary. Here's one for you to review. Angry Dad Fart Spray.
You can't park out the front because it's a fucking no-standing zone and I'll get fucking balked on and I'll push in some fucking parking officer over. Is that
you? Ah, we get it. The guy gets angry. The guy gets angry all the time at farts. What do you think of said... Sorry, this is going back to the other question. What do you think of said fetish? I feel like it's weird, and I'd love to know where these things start, but then I would also love to know... I mean, it would be fucking brilliant to have a fetish, would it not? I've said this before. If you were just, like, into something that wasn't... If you were, like, into feet or something, you know, you could just fucking go to a goddamn jiu-jitsu class and get feet in your mouth all day. But you know what I mean? It'd be so... You wouldn't even have to do a Biden. You know, you wouldn't have to get close to anyone. You could just sit there, you know, staring at people's feet with a pulsating boner. Unfortunately, you know, one of my fetishes, you know, is big fat tits and asses. Call me old-fashioned. It's a strange fetish they call tits in my face. Yeah. Weird. If any weird fetishes now? Is it real nerdy stuff? Like, let me put this USB in your ass. Is it like music related? Do you ever hear, do you know what sounding is? Where they put the tuning fork thing up your up your piss hole and then just be like ting, and the vibration's supposed to make you squirt.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you would just be annoyed. It was like, you know, not in the right key or something. You're like, fucking play properly. Ting. Bit off, but sure. You know, I'm still squirting. Whatever works. I don't even know if I know anyone with a weird fetish. Do you know anyone with a weird fetish?
Not really, no. Probably.
If you had a mate that, you know, yeah, like even say it was feet, you know, that's pretty common. The guy's like, fuck, I just love feet. And he was coming around your house, you would just make sure everyone had their feet covered. Like, for fuck's sake, put shoes on. Why? Because this guy's going to be thumbing his bulb in his pocket here because you're wearing a pair of flip-flops. With motorsport having such a huge following in Ireland, is it something that you've ever followed, had an interest in? No, not really. I mean, like, my dad took me to the Northwest a few times when I was younger. Just look at the bikes. What other sort of motorsport are we talking? Maureen's dad's, you know, he's like a rally mechanic. He'll be all over the world doing mechanicking. And I feel like, I don't know why rallying's not bigger. Because it's way more fucking interesting than, like, Formula One. Formula One would fucking put you to sleep. What's this? Imagine this happening when you're flying down the M1. Watch till the end for a second clip. Oh, here we go. Fucking 9 minutes of me just watching. Oh, wait, you get hit? Hold on. So the guy's pulled over and a turkey gets in the lorry. He kicks it out of the lorry. It immediately gets hit by a car.
Well, he didn't make it very far.
That was the craziest fucking thing that ever happened. 70 miles fucking per hour, a fucking bird. What the fuck, dude?
So, they have the clip of the guy kicking it out of the car. Right? And then they have footage of the guy who hit it. And the bird went, like, right through the windscreen and was just in the passenger seat. Like, obviously a turkey's fucking huge, like. Just smashed through the windscreen and your man's like, I'm fucking 70 miles per hour, I'm fucking... Turkey hit me in the face, goddammit. Favorite beer? I like things like Birra Moretti. That's a good one. I like Staropramen. I like any beer that smells like weed. Yeah. Do you have a favorite beer now?
Beaver Town.
Hipster. What's Beaver Town? Like an ale type thing?
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, not really.
No?
It's like Robert Plant's son owns a brewery.
Man, that is the most hipster sentence I've ever heard in my life. Robert Plant's son. What's his name?
I don't know. Plant. I think it is.
Anthony Plant. Oh, fuck. Anthony Plantony. Oh, dear. Unplug my fucking headphones back then.
And Stella.
I love Stella. I fucking love Stella. I mean, Stella might be the all-time favourite. If you want to get absolutely wrecked, just buy yourself, you know, the big tins of Stella. See you later, bro. Dead. You said recently that Kanye couldn't be present because his first lady shouldn't have nudes online. Did I say that? Search Melania Trump nudes. Oh yeah, I've seen her tits. You can see everyone's tits. If you can think of someone, there's a photo online of them with their tits out. That's a fact. You said, oh yeah, sorry. Any chance of getting M.R? Oh yeah, you got a shout out. Six and yelling at a cat. Hey Colin, new patron, so I thought I'd share this video. But imagine someone did this in the co-op. What the fuck is this? Oh, so many tabs open, man. People say that now, don't they? Like when they're stressed out. Man, I have too many tabs open. Mr. Ghetto. What is this? This guy's just shooting her. I mean, you know that real old footage where it's like interlaced? Because it's like shot on tape. And he's just shooting a video in a shop, basically, with a load of strippers. Class. I mean, if I went in the co-op and there was just a bunch of chicks shaking their ass, it'd be a great day for everyone. Have you started watching Taskmaster? I've seen some of it. Like, it's all right. Maureen loves it. I couldn't be fucked with it. But if Kanye did become president of the United States, thoughts and fears that he's mentally ill is my main thought and fear. It's just like, I think I just miss the music, you know what I mean? Just make some fucking music, you weirdo. Instead of making shoes that look like fucking retarded. Oh yeah, someone sent me this. There's a lot of videos to watch today, isn't there? Fuck's sake. There's a guy getting kicked in the bollocks. They were like, this is the guy Jeff Wright, who owned Wright Bus, asking people to pledge money for his church. The man's a fucking clown. He's got it down to the last pound. Fuck off. Yeah, I've got the video open here. Let's see what he has to say.
Okay, then we need 500 to 600,000 over the next 10 weeks. And Santa is cancelled this year. Which is
got the girl signing in the corner.
An enormous amount of money, 800,000 between now and the end of the year. The plan is to try to raise 200,000 to 300,000 now. Okay, then we need 500 to 600,000 over the next 10 weeks. And Santa is cancelled this year. And what you have in your hand isn't enough. Asking people,
is this is this a fucking AGM or what do you call it? Is this like a business chat or is this church? I just turn up like, I came here to fucking pray. Our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, and I'm in here talking about fucking tax breaks.
Pledge to give a sum of money each week. Let's just say 40 people were decided, you know what, we've prayed about this and we're going to give £50. That sums up to 2,000. If another 40 people decide, no, I can do 100, and somebody else says, no, we can do 200, and 20 people says we can do 250, and then you get down to the people who, maybe 10 people in here, can give 10,000. That's 100,000, and so when you add that all up, it comes to 259,000, so 260,000.
This is church-like.
If all...
What for? Well, he hasn't even mentioned what for.
Church was to participate according to their place and their level of ability. And that's how we get to kickstart this thing off. As you know, we are already receiving about 16,000 per month, 18,000 a month for Project Nehemiah as it is, which over the 3 months it'll bring us in another 50K, which takes us to that 300,000 figure that is hard to do.
What the fuck's he talking about? Like,
and then the finishing of the rest of the building is about pledging for those 10 weeks. And
okay. Imagine I give you that spiel for the Patreon. What we're going to do is here, you know, we've got Niall working over there. We're looking 2 to 3 more Black Magic cameras. So what are you talking? If you get 20 of yous to give, fucking, I don't know, like fucking £1,000 each, for example, we can get a lot of cameras, and we're gonna, you know, you might find out when you tune in next week, the podcast will be broadcasting live from Barbados. You know, and I'll have had a hair transplant and fucking new teeth put in. And if there's 16 of yous can give 3 grand each, you know what I mean? You never know where the fuck I will be in Dubai on a rooftop, and the fucking sound quality will be top notch. And my guest will be Dave Chappelle. So, where are you at? In reality, it'd be like, shout out to the fella who's been donating $1 for 1 month and is on there giving me shit already. You need to have better guests on, he says, you fucking useless bastard, and could you stop talking over them? And I thought I'd let you know that, for I have paid $1 for the right to give you shit and listen to fucking specials that cost a fortune. I mean, this guy's just like, I mean, it's no different to like any of those fucking, like, I feel like Patreon is, especially for a podcast, you're like, right, the podcast goes out. If you want more podcasts, if you want access to the specials, just pay into the subscription thing. That's fine. You're paying to get more. A lot of those pages where someone's like Kickstarter thing, it's basically someone going, hey guys, this, I'd really like to do this with my life. Can you pay for it? That's the vibe I'm getting from a lot of them, you know. But anyway. Right, final questions. Let's rip through them. Ever watched the lads from Super Lemon? Bunch of lads in Belfast doing sketches. I didn't know what it was, but then I clicked on it and I did recognise some of the videos that they've done. The world famous Gammon video. Gammon. They've got a interesting style there. It's kind of like, it's weird. It's very like fucking jam. What do you call that? Jam show? Was that what it was called? Chris Morris? Weird. What do you make of these claims? The corona vaccine is a global conspiracy run by Bill Gates to genocide everyone. You think you'd have better things to be at? Yeah. He's a computer guy, so I don't know why the fuck he's, I mean, to be honest, I haven't listened to him talk at all. He might have legit reasons that he wants to do stuff like that, but it seems like he's awful concerned about stuff. He's probably just like, listen, there's too many people in the world. Let's narrow that down to just the whites. Seeing as you're a trainers guy, what's your opinion on customized trainers? Fell into a rabbit hole of YouTube videos on them and wondered, would there be a market for them here? What do you mean by customized? Because I've seen I've seen a thing where a guy would take like white Air Force Ones and just paint them whatever colour you wanted them for the fucking weekend. And some of them looked class, like. And there are definitely shoes where I've looked at, like even shoes I have, where I've looked at and I'm like, you know, if that tick was just fucking a different colour, the shoe would be totally different. So yeah, it'd be cool if someone could make that happen for me. Who is your arch nemesis? Good question. Patrick Keilty. Only joking. I don't know. Diabetes. My arch nemesis? Crisps. I don't know. Really. Shit talk. I have a question for Niall and yourself. Why? Some funny bastard over here. Do you know what? Once again, should have ended earlier. Like, Chris, this guy, I have a question for you. Why? I don't know, bro. Why not? That's the answer.
Oh, that's the question?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. That's the question. Why?
Hilarious.
Yeah. My answer to that is, why not? Why the fuck not? Chris. That's it. What an anticlimactic end. We've ended. It's ended. You know what I mean? You know? We had some good points and some bad points. You know, hopefully the things that stick in your mind are the, you know, Arlene Foster eat my bush type vibes.
Oh, wait, I'll send you
some. Okay, here we go. Here's some fucking snuff porn from Niall. What are you sending it on?
Airdrop?
Oh, Jesus. Corrupted. Right. Did it work? there. It's the Exorcist cover, but it's Arlene Foster at the door. Ain't my bush! Your mother sucks cocks in the back of a chauffeured Mercedes. Oh, man. Right, we're getting out of here. Cheers for listening. We didn't do a bonus podcast last week because my life is a fucking disaster right now. Hospital runs, all sorts of shit. Maureen has to go into hospital for 6 weeks, apparently. Isolation at some point. That'll be great. By the way, you're going to live in my house, you know. We'll probably not come here, but I'll be like, I've made you a bed in the garage. It's spacious. It's heated. There's a new studio in there. You live there now for 6 weeks. More emails. So that's happening. Cheers to all the sponsors. Manscaped. There's supposed to be a Loot Crate one happening, but I've applied for the stuff. They haven't sent it to me, so whatever. Flow CBD LTD. I fuck it up every time. Flow CBD LTD. Get your CBD, get your balls shaved, and get on the congas.com, buy some general merch. We've got new cups coming. We've got new merch coming. It's going to be very cool, very swag. I'll see you next time. Thanks.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.